yesterday was, I think we all expected it, that they would go to one. It was just a matter of which date they were going to announce it, the 100%. Let's you know, it's great for the fans, the tailgating, everything, but let's get to brass tacks of this. How important is it for Penn State's athletic department? Financially, they got back to 100% at venues.
Totally. Somebody got mad at me on my message board because I made that exact point, you know. And I guess it rubs people the wrong way to say that this is purely a financial decision. Obviously, it's not a purely financial decision. But, yeah, like it could not happen otherwise, right? There were no other options for Penn State athletics, for the university, and frankly, for this entire community.
For State
right?
College.
Like,
yep.
State College. This place needs football. And there can be arguments and discussions about where it fits in terms of our cultural priorities. I'm fine with having those. But to deny what it means to have Penn State football back in the house on Saturdays in the fall is lunacy. It's just, it's a detachment from reality.
Well,
it's huge. Obviously, you know, not sure what you saw last night of Sandy Barber on the coach's caravan, but you know, her first word was finally, right? Like they've known this has not been a secret, internally that things were going to head this direction. Obviously, you know, the governor's office has, made that intent clear, but they wanted to have all their I's dotted and T's crossed and make sure everything was exactly the way it needs to be before they made the announcement. But this is what had to happen. No question.